Well, I mean, generally with judgment, then you're, I mean, you're, again, the sense of judging, particularly judging oneself. Did I get it right? Did I get it wrong? Was this good? Was this bad? So those are things that we tend to. And then we evaluate ourselves on that, that sense of, well, I was successful, I was a failure on that. This went well, that went terrible. Whereas, say, the discernment, it's not that one doesn't recognize, because, I mean, yeah, we're constantly going through a process. Some things work, some things don't. But the Buddha's way of maybe measuring or discerning is much more around, is it useful, is it not useful? Is it beneficial, not beneficial? And then, well, how do you decide what's useful and what's beneficial? Okay, it's back to the Four Noble Truths. Did this increase suffering and complication and difficulty, or did it decrease that? And did it increase well-being and stability, clarity, or did that decrease? So those are the context for discernment is much more around those. Yeah, useful, not so useful, beneficial, not so beneficial, skillful, not so skillful, as opposed to, yeah, right, wrong, good, bad. I mean, the human tendency in general, the Western tendency in particular, is we're really great on black and white. The different shades of gray we don't really pay much attention to. And so then, you know, we slot ourselves into category, and that's where that judging goes, and trying to put it, fix it into you know, a very clear one or the other category. And so yeah, learning how to be comfortable with the well, with uncertainty in that sense of, well, yeah, is this, I just have to watch this process for a while to see where is this going? Because that's all, like with like often, yeah, how oftentimes how we feel about things, or you know, we'll feel this is pleasant, this is unpleasant, this is right, this is wrong. But then, say this is suffering, this is happiness. And then, but then the Buddha says, well, there's like, well, there's suffering that leads to more suffering. There's suffering that leads to happiness. There's happiness that leads to suffering, there's happiness that leads to more happiness. You know, so you've got to pay attention to that process to see, well, where's this going, and how am I involved in this? So you start paying attention to causal processes and the conditioned nature of things, as opposed to, because the say that yeah, that judging tendency is tends to be fixing things in a, you know, some binary categories, and you know, yeah, give some space for spectrums of experience.